Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hello again. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios from the Mifflintown, Pennsylvania, headquarters of Lethal Chassis. Ashley Strummy joins me as well as she does every week. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Steve, I am fabulous. We are caught up right smack dab in the middle of fair week, so life is good.
Yeah, we're not going to try to pull any wool over anyone's eyes, okay? We are recording this show before the Juniata County Fair, okay? Dylan Sisney's our guest, and here's why we're doing it before the fair. Dylan nor Ashley are available this week at all because they're going to be at the Lutheran church stand eating turkey dinners and sending pictures to the rest of us and driving us crazy. Now, Ashley, it is such a special week in your home community up there. The Juniata County Fair, of course, that's the fairgrounds that host Port Royal Speedway. Racing is such a big part of it. But I actually want to talk about the fair first with you, Ashley. As a little girl that grew up there, as a young lady that went there, in school, as a woman that goes there now, what does that fair mean to you and that community?
Our community is really built on agriculture. We're a very small town. There's not a lot to do here. So agriculture is huge. And the second thing is racing. So when you put the fair together, it's like the perfect combination because you've got all the agriculture with the pumpkins and the flowers and the pies and you name it, and tie that in with the animals. And then, of course, racing. Our community supports the racetrack significantly here because there really isn't anything else to do. So when it comes fair, you merge this little county's two passions, and it is just a huge, incredible, fun week.
You said pie. Now, you have had a little success baking pies. Is there plans to defend one of your past champion pie baking crowns this year?
There is. Fingers crossed. Our apple crop is from last year because the apple is very important in an apple pie. They don't come in season until the end of October, so we have to pull from storage, and they're not looking all that great. So we'll see how it turns out.
Oh, I'm sure it will turn out fantastically. Ashley, when we talk about the racing side of this, the Labor Day Classic will have already ran when we're playing this, when we're doing the show, but it all builds up to the Tuscarora 50. What are some of your memories of the racing there? And your dad raced there, of course, for Port Royal. What are some of those memories?
Yeah, you know, obviously Labor Day Classic is a day race. So, you know, in the years past, it wasn't the greatest race. It was always dry, dusty, but everybody, again, supported it because it was racing during the fair. Now Steve Steinle has that track in mint condition 99% of the time. So the Labor Day Classic, even still as a day race, has turned out to be an epic race the last several years. And you know, just when it's still family, right? My dad still goes to the races. So it's just family. It's family, it's passion, it's racing, it's agriculture, it's everything that this community thrives on.
It really, truly is. And Ashley may be the best person to talk about it. Maybe our guest is the best person to talk about. If that's the case, the other one is the second best to talk about it. Dylan Sisney, one of the great racers at Port Royal Speedway and the mayor of Port Royal. He's going to join us on the Sage Fruit Hotline to talk fair food. We might even talk sprint car racing with Dylan Sisney coming up next.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Strummy, Steve Post, and this is a very Port Royal heavy show. It's Fair Week in Port Royal. It's got to be Port Royal. Is there anything else in the world happening? And let's go to Port Royal, where the mayor, well, he's also a race car driver, Dylan Cisney, joins us on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Hello, Dylan. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me back on, guys.
Man, it is always great to catch up with you. I know this is a sprint car show, but you're such a fascinating guy with your ties to that town and that fair, and now you're the mayor of that town. Fair Week in Port Royal, Pennsylvania, the Juniata County Fair, what is that like?
Oh, man, it's something special, especially for me. You know, I've grown up in this town my whole life, so even before my race car days, you know, that was the time when you're excited. You see all the rides coming and get parked and staged early, and the food stands coming in, and all of everybody's favorite stuff for the year comes together in 1 week. So it's a pretty exciting time, and just looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Obviously, it kicks off with the Labor Day Classic and then seals the deal with the Tusker 50. And Dylan, maybe you can help race fans understand that kind of the Tusker 50 is kind of our hometown Knoxville Nationals. Wouldn't you agree?
No, that's pretty much the way I described it to everybody when I was out in Knoxville. It's like the same thing on a smaller scale in our smaller town. And everybody says when they're in Knoxville, oh, this is really neat to see this little town, you know, become so big. I said, well, if you want to really see a little town become big, then come to the Tusker 50 in a few weeks and you'll see something pretty special. So it's just, you know, for a town of less than 1,000 people to get nearly 15,000 people crammed into it on that final night, everything going on in the fair, you know, it's just the perfect mix of families with the kids at the fair and the rides and, you know, the biggest event on the track for the whole season at Port Royal, all to come together in one night. There's no other place in the country that's like it.
You know, what I always find fascinating, sometimes when fairs come to town, races take off. You know, and I think like Fremont did that for a while. Now they run a 305 show. Sometimes when fairs come in, the racetrack kicks off and we do concerts or rodeos or goat ropings or whatever it is. What is there about Port Royal? Racing has been the marquee entertainment at the fair, Dylan. That is pretty neat, actually.
No, like you said there, it's kind of a thing that's changed over the years. You know, if you are a really old school race fan, you know that agricultural fairs centered around auto racing or things like that at the old fairgrounds. A lot of our old half miles were old horse tracks, and the same way as Port Royal is. And through the early 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, they'd have auto races there the same weeks during their fairs. So that's why I'm a huge fan of the Labor Day Classic. You know, how many daylight shows do you actually see left in sprint car racing anymore? Not to mention that it's probably one that produces the best daylight racing in the whole country all year. But there's just something special about that. Walking in early morning to a fair, everybody can go sit down and have a turkey dinner. And before you know it, it's time to get up on the grandstands, watch a race in the afternoon and get your tickets. And then you still got an evening of hanging out at the fair. So it's, I think, something that especially your old school generation can really resonate when they come to that show.
There is nothing more pungent to me than that Ferris wheel overlooking turn one. That picture every year gets me. But Dylan, you mentioned it, the turkey dinner, the church, the Port Royal Lutheran Church stand. It's a must go if you come to the Juniata County Fair. And Dylan, you have ties to that. Your sister, I believe, is the one who is in charge of the fair stand now.
Yep, the Port Royal Lutheran Church. You know, that's the church that I grew up with. If you're a race fan, it's the one with the big white steeple that you see behind turn two in the backdrop. My sister, she's kind of taking the reins. My grandmother, she still goes every single night of that fair. She's there all day, every day. She's been doing that for the last probably 75 plus 80 years of her life. And now my sister, she's kind of taking the reins and helping organize that. And it's just probably the most well-known tradition of our fair, other than any of the racing events, is everybody wants to come eat at the Lutheran Church stand, and you got to get that turkey dinner.
You got to get the turkey dinner. That's all our feed is filled with, Port Royal racing shots and turkey dinner shots. It's unreal. Is there another food item, a fair food item, Dylan, that you always look forward to at the fair?
Well, I have to be, somewhat politically correct. I got to try and support all my friends there.
Yeah,
but of course, you know, the Lutheran Church stand gets the majority of my business through the week. There's something about an actual real home cooked meal at a fair that's, worth every penny. But then definitely all of our friends at Packers Concessions, you got to hit up all their stands. And probably the next best Juniata County thing, if you're from out of the area, you have to come and get one of Harry Leach's steak burgers. And that'll probably be the best burger you'll find in the whole fair.
It's true. It's true. You try to rack your brain on what there is there. And you named it Packers, especially their pizza. Homemade. They make their own crust. Phenomenal. Anyhow, Tusker 50. Dylan, let's talk about it. Sorry, I'm dreaming of fair food. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Tusker 50. Expectations this year. I know that's a win you're looking for.
Definitely a special night. You know, it's a pretty special week. You know, all the fair events. But, you know, really my whole life, you know, 365 days a year, it all comes down to one day every year. You know, that's the one I want to get. You know, it's the thing you grow up watching your whole childhood wanting to win. And, you know, it's definitely at the top of my list. So hopefully, you know, we have a love-hate relationship, it seems like, during everything at Fair Week. We have a fast card, seems like, every year. But, you know, we've lost Labor Day on last laps before. We've led laps and haven't made things happen. Had the best car a couple years ago the night before the 50, and a front wing breaks and holds you to a fourth. We were right there for the 50 a few times and just can't seem to grasp it, and ended up in a ball of flames trying to go for it last year. So it's always a whirlwind of emotions. You know, it's kind of like a lot of people feel when they go to the Nationals. You know, I'm sure kind of what Knoxville is to a guy like Brian Brown would be kind of what Tusker 50 is to me.
That is a great analysis. We had Brownie on the show a couple weeks ago as we were leading into Knoxville. Really, really cool stuff. Dylan, hang in there with us. Everyone else, stick around. More with the mayor, Dylan Cisney, coming up in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation. We are so glad that you have joined us. We're on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Ashley Strummy, Steve Post, and the mayor of Port Royal, Dylan Cisney, who's also a pretty good wheelman at that track up there. Dylan, we spent a lot of time years ago talking about the resurgence of Port Royal, and we don't talk about it as much now because it's just expected to be one of the, if not the show places of sprint car racing. But as a long timer up there, when it was not the show place of sprint car racing, when it was a little rough around the edges, can you just kind of describe the pride when you go to Knoxville, you brag about going to Port Royal and saying you got to come. Can you just describe a little bit of the pride to you as a racer that's seen some of the darker, quieter days and these bright days we're enjoying at Port Royal now?
Yeah, it's really neat to think back of the transformation that's happened in a little over a decade now. But, you know, I lived here, so I was always a strong proponent of the place. You know, even when you had to kind of talk the place up over the years and you knew the potential was there and the racing was always good, it definitely was kind of the diamond in the rough, and it was rough around the edges for sure. We're just lucky that we have the group of sprint car fans that are in our local area that took the reins at the place. You know, from the promotional team to the track prep team, the fair management, you know, the right people stepped up at the right time to essentially save the place. You know, it's a little over a decade ago, it wouldn't have been out of the question if that would have been the end for the place and it would have closed down for good. And not to mention all the improvements, but just saving the place financially, bringing it back from almost dead and taking it to one of the show places of the entire country. I mean, that's really phenomenal when you think of how much time and effort that needed to happen in 12 years' time.
Dylan, with that being said, we've talked about Knoxville a lot. You've made the trip out there the last couple of years. Obviously, it's a big deal, right? It's the Knoxville Nationals. I have loved your approach because you kind of take it as a vacation and you're there to race, where most people throw all their eggs into a basket and field of dreams, basically, with the Knoxville Nationals. Do you learn a lot? Do you gain a lot of speed being out there racing with the competition that you're racing there at Knoxville?
It definitely helps you get better. It's no doubt. Like, you see your guys that, even your guys that aren't fully on tour with Outlaws or All-Stars, your teams that are out there racing majority of sanctioned big money events, you're racing with the best competition. You know, that always makes you better because You know, if you're running weekly shows too often, maybe you think your program's in a good spot and you show up to a big show and you realize you're not where you need to be yet. So it really helps you keep up to speed with those guys and know where you're at. You know, it's definitely a tough track. So you got to try not to think too much into it. You know, you got to be smart enough to realize it's an uphill battle. You know, if you're going to be someone like us that only gets the opportunity to go out there once a year and shoot for the Nationals when everybody in the entire country is there, it's going to be a tough task. It's by far the toughest track in the country to figure out as, you know, whether you're a crew chief to get the car right or just a driver trying to put the right laps together if you have a good car. So it takes a special combination to get around that place. So we try to just show up with what we think will work, and you know, you give it your best, and if it doesn't work, you can't get too worried about it. You show up and you try again.
Dylan, you've talked about the transformation over the last decade of Port Royal Speedway, and you stated that so perfectly. You really did. I want to talk about the transformation of Dylan Cisney, because when we started Wing Nation 12 years ago, if Dylan showed up at Williams Grove, it was a big deal because you were staunch Saturday night Port Royal, and that was it. Now, you've talked about it. You went to Knoxville. You went to Eldora. You go to Wisconsin and race. You got some partners out there. What's it like getting off the porch, to steal that phrase? But are there some other places that you'd like to maybe try as well now that you're branched out a little bit?
Nah, it's certainly fun to travel. I always love traveling, you know, especially when we started, we just didn't have the opportunity or the funding to do it. So, and that's what I try and tell a lot of the younger guys that are getting started. You just can't be too overzealous with your money. You got to be smart, and you need to spend what you can at your best place to make a buck and run your best. And that's what we did. Unfortunately, it kind of puts you in a hole, you know, it kind of gets you in the mindset of this is where you race, this is what you do, and this is where the people know to see you at. So it's been fun to break away from that mentality, you know, travel the country. We've got to go to the Crown Jewels now. I've been at Eldora. We were at the Million, the Kings Royal, Knoxville Nationals the last 3 years. We try and do as much of the Pennsylvania stuff as we can. So it's easy for us to get a 75 race schedule now. And, you know, as the guy that was running the 20 races a year at one track only a decade ago, I'm just thankful that I'm here, and you know, I've got the great partners and a car owner that gives me the opportunity to do it. And you know, this is the prime of my career. I'm getting to do everything that I dreamed to do when I was a little kid.
Dylan, real quick, you talked about your car owner, obviously making that trip to Wisconsin every year. Last year, I believe you picked up the win while you were out there. What is that like, especially going that far west, traveling out there, and then obviously hitting tracks that you've never really seen before until you started making these trips?
Well, that's almost the new running joke with the team. It's the best that we do when we go somewhere new for the first time. That's why we said we wish the Million would have just been the first night at Eldora, because we rolled out of the box and we were pretty fast on Wednesday, but then we had to show up again on Thursday and the driver didn't get it done there. But same way as Dodge County, we showed up there for the first time and won last year. Learned once in our career and we won that race. So it's just, I don't know, it must be me. Because I was so locked in a mindset of racing one track for so many years, you just forget what you're doing and just worry about driving. So it's neat. You know, I love new places and seeing the fans, especially Wisconsin, because we have kind of a following now with Scott being from there and some of our sponsors. So it's just neat to go really anywhere in the country and just be somebody that's known as one of the Pennsylvania guys, and people are happy to see you traveling around and, you know, trying to put it on a show wherever it might be in the country.
I ran into Scott up at Road America. My turn position was right down the hill from his stand there in Road America over in the...
I heard that your purchase of a hot dog or a burger went towards about 0.1% of a new right rear tire forges. So we appreciate that.
Glad I could help. That's for sure. No, it was cool catching up with him over there in Canada Corner. Great catching up with you as well, Dylan. It is always a pleasure. We know you're up to your elbows in Fair Week and everything like that. As this is airing, we wish you the best for the big one, Saturday night, the Tuscarora 50, and then really the month of money there in Pennsylvania. We wish you the best throughout the balance of the season.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to it. And all the fans that are out there, if you don't already have your tickets for the Tuscarora 50, you better get them while they last. And just hope to see a standing room only house once again.
SRO at Port Royal, that is for sure. Dylan Cisney joining us on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Stay with us, more in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Strummy and Steve Post here. And boy, I'll tell you what, you guys up there, I know you're Mifflin Town. You got a man from Mifflin Town. That was the mayor from Port Royal. I know they're different cities, but Dylan Cisney, man, what a treat to talk to him. He just is such a neat, neat guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's evident that passion, obviously, we talk about it all the time, is what makes this happen. And when you put two passions together, it just makes it even better.
Really, truly does. Okay, let's put two passions together. Pennsylvania, beyond Port Royal, and sprint cars. It is the Pennsylvania Month of Money. I don't know who all's calling it that. We just call it that, but I don't know if anyone else is or not. This Saturday night, and we've talked a lot about this, the 56th annual Tuscarora 50, Thursday and Friday night, $10,000 win all-star races. Saturday night, $56,000 to win. A lot of money on the line at Port Royal. Ashley, it doesn't end next week. Selins Grove Speedway, the Jim Nance Memorial National Open. And everybody there at Selins Grove, man, they have rolled up their sleeves and put a lot of work in. What's going on over Selins Grove? It seems like things are in a pretty good direction over there.
Yes, Stephanie obviously took the place over this year, her and her two sons, and have done a phenomenal deal with the track. They got it late, unfortunately, and so what they've been able to do there this season, I think, just proves that their heart, again, passion, is in the right place. And knowing Stephanie and her boys, that their love for racing, it's only going to continue to grow. This is their first year. Everybody's going to have their trials and tribulations. But we raced there earlier in the year. We picked up a win, and I can tell you that we are not getting handwritten cards from any other promoter that we race with in the country, but I got one from Stephanie. So it's just really cool what she's doing there. I think for the long term, she's really going to grow something beautiful.
Stephanie Baker doing a great job there, and one of her sons wears Wing Nation shirts all the time. I love it. I love it. One of her sons is always in a Wing Nation shirt. I just absolutely love that, okay? So we get done on September 16th at Selins Grove. We go to another track that is run by another promoter with a lot of passion. Scott Goldbreck down at Babs Motor Speedway. The way the schedule falls this year, this one drops into Pennsylvania Speed Week and or Pennsylvania Money Week. It's the Kevin Goldbreck, that's his brother, Memorial, $10,000 to win. Another track with ownership that is taking it to huge levels.
Yeah, the combination there with Scott and Colton. I mean, obviously, Colton, again, Scott, passion, family. We can talk about it all day long. It's what drives us all in this industry.
No doubt. Well, then, if you want a little bit more money in Pennsylvania, you can go west on that Tuesday night, September 26th, Lernerville Speedway, the Commonwealth Clash High Limit Series, $50,000 to win. I love when we talk to some of the old timers and they talk about jumping on the turnpike and headed out to Lernerville, and there will be a lot of turnpike Lernerville direction that night for sure. And we roll into Williams Grove for the National Open, $75,000 to win, September 29th and 30th. One of the big ones, one of the marquee races, and the Grove always brings the passion, that's for sure.
Yes, no doubt about it. The Twitter machine will be in full force, I'm sure, for that week.
It will, that's right. I always say in that week and those weeks, batten down the hatches. If you're faint of heart, stay off Twitter, because it is wild. And even in October, High Limits are at Bridgeport, Outlaws then at Port Royal for the Nittany Showdown. So Pennsylvania is the place to be in the month of September into early October. We are grateful for the mayor, Dylan Cisney, joining us here from Port Royal Speedway, Port Royal and Port Royal Speedway. We are so glad he joined us. More important than that, thank you for joining us here this week.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths.
Find Zone at zonepouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.